Today, we got you covered on all the latest celebrity and entertainment news. And I think I see my choo-choo over here in L.A. with me. Is that you, Chewy? But Chewy, we got to get over to the A-Town and see what's going on with the family over there.
We do.
So, hey, guys. Brad,
what's up,
what up?
Hey, Sherry, what's good? Now, later on, Andrew Freund sits down with Dolly Parton and Jennifer Lewis and the rest of the cast of their new holiday movie.
Yes, and Sherry, darling, we also have some tea about your bestest niece and Ash, baby, and Brad Child. That might make you a little jelly.
Whatever, Gary. Also, we're going to tell you about power couple Russell and Sierra Wilson are adding to their empire. But first, hey, Craig, what you got going on?
Okay, well, last night, everybody got a chance to watch another eventful award show. It was the People's Choice Award. Gary, don't get upset because your niece, Portia, was nominated for the Reality TV Star of 2020. And this category was filled with some really, really popular names.
Yes.
I'm just happy that my niece represented and won now.
Well, not so fast, Kimo Sabe. She definitely represented, but unfortunately, Portia did not win. A member from your favorite reality TV family pulled it off. That would be Khloe Kardashian.
What? She not Khloe Kardashian.
Wait a damn
minute. You gotta be kidding.
And she may not have won that award, but she's definitely our people's champion in this nation.
Yes.
So big shout out to P. Willie for putting it on for the city.
We love you, Portia.
And we also want to take a little moment to send some love and light to Ash. She is at home right now, resting, getting strong after being hospitalized for a couple days. So our spirit is with you. Our energy is with you. Our well wishes are with you.
Yes.
We love you, Portia.
Give that to you all love, baby. All right. Well, my girl Demi Lovato hosted this show and opened with a hilarious monologue about her quickie engagement to Max Eric in a setting that might have gave some fans Hunger Games nostalgia. Check it out.
But then COVID hit and everything shut down. So I did what everyone else did. I went into lockdown mode and got engaged. I binged 7 seasons of Pretty Little Liars, got unengaged, and then I went looking for aliens in the desert. So basically the same as everyone else.
I love Demi Lovato so much because I wrote Demi Lovato a letter. I saw her house on the internet and I sent her a letter and I said, you don't know me, but I love your house so much. Could I see it? And she invited me over and gave me a tour of her home and had me over for dinner.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's cool.
But y'all know what? This virtual thing gives me the creeps. It's kind of like the Matrix. Like, would it give y'all the creeps if y'all was standing in between like a tunnel of like a bunch of TVs?
Yes.
Yes.
It's the same way as we doing this show. The people at their house loving us through the TV. It's the same.
If Dish Nation went on a tour, it would be completely different from your fans. Mm. We would feel it. How about a tour, y'all?
Sherry, Gary don't perform in front of like people like that. Mm. Like we perform in front of audiences. So there's a warmth when you step on the stage for people that love you, you know?
Because I have one-on-one performance, I don't know.
Well, it's different when it's thousands of people.
I just have to take a moment, family, because I have to dish for a minute. All right, y'all? Okay. It's been a long weekend. Y'all know that I was stressed out because I was moving into my new place. My phone rings, and it's Brett on the phone. Okay? Not a problem. I love when Brett FaceTimes me. But not only was Brett with her baby, Judy, she was with my best friend, Niecy Nash, and Niecy's new wife, Jessica Betts. They were out on a double date. I was a little upset because I'm over here unpacking my stuff. Asked Niecy to come help me, but she said she was busy. Now I know why.
Because
she was with she was with Brett and Judy and Jessica. They were having dinner.
Someone's a little jealous.
No, hold on,
Sherry, don't act like that.
Someone's
Sherry, don't be
that. No, we love you.
Brett. That's why I called you, because we wanted you to feel the love, because we was talking about you. We was saying how much we love you. And I was like, let me call Sherry. So it was all good vibes. We had a great dinner, some amazing food. And they just love each other. Like, it's real. It's genuine. And I love that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool to be around people who can relate to the same things you can relate to. And we just had a great time. They just gazed at each other like I love love, and it was amazing.
I love love too. And had you asked me, had you said,
I've never been on a double date,
and then I see it on Instagram, y'all all booed up on Instagram and having a good time. Meanwhile, I look like a homeless person trying to get my stuff together. I ain't combed my hair in 3 days. I'm just a little, and I'm
that's okay, Sherry. You still cute, girl. You still cute, and we still love you, and that's why we called you, so you could be a part of it. We ain't called nobody else.
Thank you.
Anyway, y'all, love wins, y'all. Yes, it does, and it looks like the Wilsons are getting into the beauty business. That's right. Sierra and Russell Wilson have joined together to create the RNC fragrance duo, which will be released tomorrow. Now, Russell told reporters, we wanted our sis to be able to be very strong individually, but also be stronger together.
They doing it all.
And I'm going to just say this, Brad. I don't know about y'all, but I'm hoping that if I wear this RNC fragrance, I can't get an older Russell Wilson, like his uncle.
Okay.
I would love that. So nice.
Maybe a Russell Westbrook?
A Russell Westbrook. Ooh. Now, that sounds great, HK. I love it.
Now, Gary, I'm interested to know what you thinking, Gary, of their latest venture. Hopefully, you will wear it and find Mr. Right.
I'm sure going to definitely wear it, baby, because trust me, honey, Russell Wilson, he just set the stage for every man on earth. And, honey, there's no other man like him. And if Sierra ever leave him, baby, I'm going to pop her upside her head, honey, for being stupid.
But, yeah.
Well, y'all, looks like Lewis Hamilton is the GOAT when it comes to racing because he just snatched his 7th F1 world title win. In Turkey. Now,
yes,
that ties
him
with Michael Schumacher, who also holds the record for the most World Drivers' Championships. Big ups to him.
Yeah. Woo!
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
That's what's up. Congrats. So,
Lewis told reporters he still has plenty left to achieve, mainly making his sport and the world more diverse and more inclusive. Now, for all those who are not familiar with Lewis, he's British, and he's the youngest and first black driver to win the F1 World Championship
Congrats.
In 2008, and he won this F1 title on 7
Love
occasions,
it.
So it's definitely a good look. Big shouts to him,
Love
yo.
It. Yeah. Love it.
Would y'all want to race? Have y'all ever thought about that, HK, Brad, Chewy, Gary?
Well, we want,
no,
we want
like I'm cool with just whipping around I-20 the way I do in 285. I wouldn't want to do this competitively. I like the amateur circuit. I'm good on all that.
When all this calms down, I think we should hit the track. That'd be fun. That'd be a great team building activity if we all went to the races and raced each other.
It.
That'd be fun.
I would love that. That would be such a great team.
Now, you had the Danica Patricks and stuff like that back in the day doing their thing. Now, Brad, Sherry, would you like to see more female race car drivers behind the wheel?
Absolutely. I think this is a tough sport, and it's like a need for speed. And if you like driving fast, like, go hop behind one of them cars and rev that engine up.
Now, between the two of y'all, who drives fastest?
Well, I drive fast, but I get tickets all the time. I don't know about Brent.
Yeah.
Me too, Sherry.
Oh, that's why you can get the need for speed out on the track, Sherry.
Up next, what huge movie star did my girlfriend Garcelle Bouvé make out with? And which singer went from Ashley to, you know, matter of fact, we'll tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, everybody. Heidi and Frank.
Hey,
look,
hey.
Oh, good to see you. I love you guys. I miss you. But Heidi, what you got brewing over there,
we
mommy?
We love you, too. All right. Well, now, just like Frank here has had a name change, he didn't change it himself. Of course, DeBrat calls him Frank and Beans.
Yeah,
so he's had a name change. And now Ashley... You know Ashley.
I do.
She's now Halsey.
I love it.
Halsey recently opened up about what motivated her.
Her dyslexic brother.
To go from her birth name, which is Ashley.
Yeah.
Rearranged the letters and went by Halsey. This is what she said. Quote, at the time, I felt like that Ashley didn't deserve to be famous and successful because she wasn't that special. But if I made Halsey, maybe she could be. Now, Sherry, is you think... Do you think Halsey is a better, more badass name for her than Ashley?
When you think of Ashley, even the way you said it, I go, Ashley. It's so common, and it has such a like stigma attached to it. But when you say Halsey,
badass bitch.
It's a powerful name.
It's so powerful.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with
you. Well,
her.
I think it's not fair, because I think we assume that Ashleys have it made. If your name was Ashley, you probably had everything handed to you, you know, in life.
This is
you.
Our youngest Ashley.
Yeah, but a Halsey, how many Halseys do you know? You don't know, so you can't really judge based on that. It's like, you're interesting, you're new. What do? You sing? Oh, Ashley sings. Of course, Ashley does.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Daddy paid for lessons, did he?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Ashley just comes with so much baggage. Halsey sounds like you got somebody carrying the bags.
Well, moving on, Sherry, your friend Garcelle Bouvet, aka Miss Fancy, she shocked fans when she spilled the tea about getting her smooch on with this pirate from the Caribbean. Take a look.
And he was living with his sister and her two kids. Listen, this is way before he was Johnny Depp.
Oh, this is before he was famous. Oh, okay, I'm put down the tea.
So we hung out one day, and I was at his sister's house, and he planted one on me. And, you know, he hadn't, you know, perfected the kiss yet, I guess.
It was Johnny Depp, ladies. What do you think? You surprised?
I'm not surprised that he wasn't good at it. I think, for me, and I know some women dig it, but he always looks like he needs a bath.
He does.
He looks like he has cigarette smoke breath, which is a turnoff. So you combine kind of ripe and cigarette breath. I'm like, that's not a good kisser.
Right.
Sorry.
I had an actor, he did the chewing tobacco in his lip and had to kiss him, and that was disgusting.
Sherry, that is incredibly rude. Like, you take that out and brush and clean beforehand.
Give us his initials. That's all we want. We just want initials.
I'm not giving his... He used to have it in his lip like that.
Was it the guy from Forrest Gump?
Yeah, he looked like that. Yeah,
the other one. No, but even if they brush their teeth, Heidi, it's still an aftertaste, because when they chew that tobacco over and over and over, like with Johnny Depp, it just is there.
It permeates.
But that's sometimes it's something on your breath or tongue that's lingering that draws the women in. No. I remember I had women love to kiss me because they like Jack and Coke kisses.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, you had a little hint of cola and a little hint of Jack. Those are the best kisses, baby doll.
Or maybe. And then what'd she say after that?
It reminded her of her father.
Oh, wow. No, Frank. Oh, that's gross. That's gross.
Yeah. But she said I was a better kisser than him.
Oh, my Lord.
Up next, Andrew Freud chats with Dolly Parton and Jennifer Lewis and the rest of the cast of the new film, Christmas on the Square, right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. It is my distinct honor and pleasure that I am getting ready to sit down with the queen of country herself, Miss Dolly Parton, all in celebration of Netflix's Christmas on the Square.
Who are you?
Well, Angel.
What do you want from me?
Change.
What you're doing now is such a low blow. Demolishing the lives of all the people you know.
The deadline to be out of your homes is now Christmas Eve.
Do you guys like my Hanukkah sweater? What do you think?
I love your ugly sweater.
Okay, Dolly, I'm going to start with you. I want you to take me inside a Dolly Christmas in real life. Is it you and Carl Dean and the hundreds of nieces and nephews? What are you cooking? What are you eating?
Well, it's some of all of that. I usually stay around home for Christmas in Nashville, and we just do it all kinds of ways. We celebrate on Christmas Eve. We have dinner on Christmas Day, and I celebrate till my birthday on January the 19th. I leave my decorations up till then.
Now, I have a gift for both of you. Dolly's famous for her hair, obviously. So we created a graphic. This would be Dolly in Christine's Mamma Mia look. Dolly, what do you think of that?
Love it. I love it. I think we're so cute. What do you think, Christine?
I think it's great. Dolly's Mamma Mia 3.
Christine, this is you in a Dolly wig. What are your thoughts on that, Christine Baranski?
Oh, that's my dream. That's my dream, to be under a Dolly wig.
I got enough for both of us. Or for all of us.
Miss Lewis. Or as I like to call her, Hurricane Lewis, because she's
my first review.
Yeah, this is Jennifer Lewis in a Dolly wig. What are your thoughts on that?
There it is, Debbie. Cotton candy wig. Dolly Parton is sugar, cotton candy, and what's the other one? Ice cream. So that's the cotton candy.
Okay, now, Debbie Allen, don't think that we left you out in this. I want to know what your thoughts are on this is Debbie with the Dolly wig. Debbie, what do you think of that?
Wow, I didn't know I looked so much like her cousin. That wig changed my whole thing. I look like I'm one of her relatives. Child, give me that wig. I'm going to put it on. How did you all do that? You all did a good job with that.
You see Debbie snatch my wig off on set.
Whoa.
We were trying to set a shot. The whole cast was missing. I'm like, where the hell is everybody? Jennifer had them in the bar where there had happened to be a real piano singing. I'm like, break that. Jennifer, get back on the... She's up there saying, I snatched the wig off, and I snatched it off.
And I said, Debbie, it's all about the jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Dolly, what are your thoughts on regifting? Because it's the holiday seasons and we get a lot of gifts. Is it okay to regift or not regift? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I wouldn't tell it if I did. And I always have this saying when I want to feel better about it. I always say, the sweetest gift is a gift twice given.
You get Dolly, away with that one. You just blew my mind, Dolly Parton. Awesome. Thank you, ladies. I just want to say personally, this year has been so crazy, and watching this movie, it made me so happy. So I just want to thank you
both. Yay! We hope it has that same effect on everybody that watches it this year. So it's Christmas on the Square, Netflix, and we're very proud of it.
Thank you, guys.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
But all right, you guys remember the show Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and of course we know Buffy, who was played by Sarah Michelle Gellar for 7 seasons, and she had 2 big loves on the show, Spike and Angel.
Spike and Angel. And people to this day
argue about who was the better boyfriend. Was Spike the better boyfriend? Was Angel the better boyfriend? I think they were both good, and she just had a tough time choosing which one, but she chose Angel at the end. Well, politician and superwoman Stacey Abrams is apparently a huge fan of the show, and when asked by Alex Kack on Twitter, hey, at Stacey Abrams, you want to talk Buffy sometime? Well, Stacey replied, and I quote, to be fair, Angel was the right boyfriend for Buffy, coming into her power. Spike was the right man to be with as she became the power. All right, so Sarah caught wind that Stacey was a huge fan and shared the picture on her IG story with the GIF verified fangirl under Stacey's response. How cool do you think this is, Frank? You know, could you have thought Stacey was a huge Buffy fan?
Oh, this has been fantastic because I hear because, you know, the executives found out that they're actually considering working on a spinoff of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Stacey the Republican Slayer. Stacey the Republican Slayer, it's coming.
That just proves that that woman is so cool, so in touch with people. I mean, what does she get? 800,000 people who've never voted before to vote.
Right.
Like, she is connected to the people. It's like, no, I'm going to take my time. She did not have to answer that person.
It's called humility, y'all. That's why we love Stacey Abrams so much, because she's humble.
Heidi, Bill Clinton sent me a card, and he said, I'm rooting for you on Dancing with the Stars. When you get that kind of stuff, it's just like, what?
Sherry Shepherd.
I know. What the hell are you doing here?
Seriously.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.